Sadly, the East Devonport Football Club won't be competing in the NWFL Coastal season starting soon. And 7AD's sideline view host on a Saturday afternoon and former East Devonport player Michael Maney's on the line. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Darren.
That's pretty sad news.
Yeah, look, I guess you have to be the supreme optimist to think that East Devonport were going to actually make it happen. But until it does happen, I think people then sort of go into a bit of shock. And I know that they've done an enormous amount of work to get players for this current season. But I guess as you said, a former East Devonport player and I follow East Devonport and hope they win every week when they play and all that sort of thing. There's got to be fundamentally something in the system that's not right that will allow this. Players leaving the club and them not being able to field a team, there's got to be an underlying issue here. Now, I'm not trying to knock all the people that are involved with the football club, But I'm not really quite sure what it is. I guess in the weeks and months to come, we might find out a little bit more. But I can remember when I played there that we were not turning under 19 players away. We had half a dozen sitting on the bench, and now they were the good old days and all that sort of thing. And you can't really look back too much. But they've got a good junior program underway, and I guess 1 year. If they go any more in recess than 1 year in their senior and reserves, I really fear for how it's going to go, because recess is not good. Look at Smithton.
Yeah. So they will be putting junior teams in, so that's great. But I think, you know, there's got to be an overlying problem, as you say. You've got to retain those junior players into your club who will go on and play senior football. And if you get kids, and this is not just football, this is any sport, if you get kids around that 17, 18-year-old age bracket who are, you know, good enough to play senior football, but you're not giving them the opportunity to by not selecting them, then that puts them off and they go to other clubs. That's what happens.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at a club like Ulverston, I just had a brief chat to Stephen French, the new coach of Ulverston, and he said, we're so lucky. We are so lucky at Ulverston. We've got brilliant junior programs, and what happens is that the juniors come through and make for the senior players of tomorrow.
Yeah.
And not only have they got lots of numbers, but they've got quality numbers. And Brent Plant from Burnie said, we're blessed because our under-18s won the premiership last year, and this forms the real solid basis of the club. And I think it really goes back quite a way. I mean, I know there's not... I don't think there's any Devon Junior Football League competition anymore, you know, grade 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s playing in a school competition. I don't know that the primary school kids have a competition, etc. And what used to happen was that you had all those rivalries. You had Devonport High School playing Reese High School, playing St Brendan's and all that sort of thing, and then all these kids were playing against each other.
Yeah.
Then one darted off to East and the other darted to Devonport. And yeah, but anyway, something's got to be done. I don't know what the problem is with East, but someone's got to get to the nitty-gritty of it all.
Right. So Grant Williams, it seems, tried his best to get players.
No question about that. His commitment was unbelievably solid. He went out. He was prepared to play this year with just kids, basically. He knew that was going to be a tough ask, and then hoped to maybe get some players as the season went on, try and recruit some seniority in there to help the kids, just so that he had the numbers. All he wanted, I think, was to get the numbers, get them signed up and get them in there. But unfortunately, they've fallen short. So his efforts have been tremendous. So too with everyone that's tried to keep this thing alive. And I do feel sorry for some of the legends of the club. I know Graham Lee, Gypsy Lee, is not all that well at the moment, and he'd be extremely, and his family, be extremely disappointed that this has happened. But I suppose Graham's smart enough to know that this is just the reality of one particular season. So let's hope 2022 we can see the red and white back out in the NWFL and senior and reserves footy.
Agreed. All right, so sideline view, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, go through till 6, don't you?
We do go through till 6, and we just encourage people to give us a call and tell us maybe on particularly on this weekend, give us a call and tell us what you think about East Devonport moving out of the competition. Tell if you're at a sporting event, we'd like you to dial in your results. I mean, you may not get the results may not be in mainstream, but just interact with us and. Yeah, we'll keep you abreast of scores going here, there, and everywhere.
So, so I know you talk to Brad Cole with Cricket Northwest results every week, don't you?
Yeah. Speak to Brad. Talk to him about what's going on at a particular match that he might be. Speak to him. I know Martin speaks to him in his Saturday morning sports show as well. So Brad's a publicity man for the Cricket Northwest. We'll have guests in the studio. We'll have guests on the phone. So we've got, it's all just based around local sport and trying to, if you're in a sporting organisation, you don't think you get enough publicity, give us a call and we'll certainly get you on.
Good stuff. All right, mate, I'll hear you Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Darren.
Michael Maney, host of the Sideline View, Saturday afternoons on 7AD.